member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
That is one of my favorite Radiohead songs, Everything in Its Right Place. I have that written in Italian, a tattoo
literally,
on my forearm.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. That is a Scala, which is a choir, all female, all girl choir. And Kolashny, did I say that right? Kolashny Brothers. Scala and Kolashny Brothers.
You know, we were watching a trailer for the show, and I was
there's
like,
a new show. Who put it out? Is it the people behind
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. So what's the new show called?
three body problem.
Now we watched the first episode.
Yeah.
I still got a question mark.
I mean, I'm into it.
Question mark on what I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm into it.
This is our official review, which is sponsored by Karen. Karen, get a sponsor for our inappropriate reviews of TV shows, even though we're public radio.
I know.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I am your midday host, Julie Slater. And you are
Jason Friday. Happy Friday.
By the way, we have almost exciting news about Radiohead. I don't think you saw this. I mentioned it, I think, the other day on the radio.
Oh.
Ed O'Brien was with Phil Selway, so guitarist and drummer, in a studio. Now, I think they're probably working on Ed's music.
Yeah.
But that's two of them together. Ooh. And then we have Johnny
and Thom,
who are also together. We just got to throw Colin in there, and we could actually have a Radiohead reunion.
I mean, Colin's the brother, so I'm sure it'll just be like, knock, 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 come on, Collie.
Did you hear the big news, Jace?
What?
Matt Pinfield is our afternoon host.
Pinfield, yeah. Matty, welcome, man.
It's so funny. We worked together back in New York, and it was real fun to get a reunion. The reunion started Wednesday. We were hanging out, and I was kind of showing him the land, the lay of the land, how to operate this top-line equipment.
Yeah.
And he was cute. He was shadowing me yesterday.
I love it.
So he could go live.
That's so amazing.
Matt Pinfield shadowing Slater.
Oh, yeah.
Take notes, Matt. Take notes. This is how it's done.
Matt, I saw you once 25 years ago at the NAMM show. Goodbye. It was the only year that it was in L.A.
But we also saw him at a Dead Sarah show.
Oh, yeah. And then that was the only other time. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So you go way back.
We go way back.
Okay. So I came across this artist, and I was like so excited to like load it into the system, and I realized we already had it in the in our library. Someone who is in Los Angeles now, goes by Honus, a.k.a. Ryan Katner.
Which means...
Yeah, Honus means what?
God is gracious.
Okay. Well, he's about to put out a brand new record, and we're going to play this new song. Now, this is shocking, everybody.
Yeah.
I am going to play an upbeat number.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Jace, goodness
you're
me.
You're along for the ride. It's called Iguana. The artist is Man. It's a local music spotlight right here on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
That is the song Cousin, the title track from the band Wilco, from their 13th, lucky number 13, studio album.
That is crazy.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So I just got a text from Mookie, our program director. He said we should do really long breaks, like our last one, like over 3 minutes for
Perfect.
Friday on a Friday, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
You have a connection to this next artist. Please tell us about it. Jason Friday.
I mean, where do I begin? Go ahead.
No, let's say, doesn't it begin with a guitar lesson?
That's right. That's why I'm like, okay, I'm going back. Scott Bradbury, if you're listening, he taught me one blues chord, gosh, probably 30 years ago almost. And then I see him and his second oldest daughter, Amber, play John Denver's Annie song at a graduation thing. And it blew my mind. So because of Scott and Amber, father and daughter, they inspired me to become a musician. And I look up to them highly as humans and as musicians. I love and miss you guys. Holy moly.
I would say before we play Amber's music, You are in a band, Rival Tides. You guys have a huge show coming up.
Oh my gosh, I know. I haven't played at the Troubadour in, I don't even know, years. Over 10 years at least. I love that place.
The show is Saturday, May 11th, Rival Tides.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you probably can buy tickets at rivaltides.com.
You can, yeah. You could online, anywhere.
So you wouldn't be in Rival Tides if it weren't for Amber and her papa.
No, I mean, seriously. And to some degree, yes. Yeah. I was into music. I just wasn't into guitar/bass.
Okay, so we're going back. It looks like, so you were just in touch with Amber. It looks like, because I think you saw something on Instagram.
Yes.
Amber was working on a new song. I guess it's not fully ready to
be released. It is so good,
though.
My goodness.
We're going to go back to 2018. Amber Bradbury and its Texas Sessions EP. This is the song Floating Around, and it's on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Sometimes the sky feels like a ceiling, and I can't get outside. Held in a big room, staying between the lines. Always looking for a way out there I can't seem to find. Well, this earthbound blues blows my mind. Well, I wish I had wings, or maybe a rocket. I'd fly so far away, but I've got empty pockets. I could take flying lessons or build a spaceship if I just had enough dough to throw. Well, I try to be happy, smile when I can, teach myself a lesson I can't understand. Keep my head down, feet out on the ground. This earthbound blues keeps holding me down. See, up there, there's plenty of room, no one to bother you. Not a soul for light years that you have to answer to. And you can't buy land, not even an acre. In outer space there ain't no mortgage papers. There's views for days, no smog or rain or haze, no traffic jams, no TV or video games, and there Ain't no lawyers, cause there's no money in it. No politicians, cause their lawyers advised against it. No room for ego, your head would explode. No time for working, there's no calendar. Well, you can all fight it out down on the ground. I'm off to a new life of just floating around. Cause me, myself, and I, we all get along. And we can move around just as much as we want. Bounce off the stars, connect all the dots. Fly around Jupiter, tie those rings in knots. One of these days, I'm gonna lose my mind, and I'll leave this place, not look back one time. Find a new home that I can call my own, somewhere in outer space where I belong. I'll say hello to the locals, try to make some friends. Teach them my language so they can comprehend that this earthbound prison is one
secret of the quiet night.
feel like a stone, like a hill, like home. Still, what I find is you are always on my mind. Could I feel happy for you when I hear you talk with her like we used to? Could I watch you holding her the way you once held me? Change like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Death like a door, place we've never been before. Would you live forever, never die, while everything around passes? Would you smile forever, never cry?
Some Big Thief, and the song Change off the album Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. All this week we did an album dive into Adrian Lenkert's new record from Big Thief, a solo album called Bright Future.
And so good.
I want to embrace Adrian. I want to embrace the band.
Bow down.
Oh, yeah. That's such a... I love that band. I love Adrian. It's all so good.
Yeah, it really is good. I just wanted to give a quick thing.
All right, before Big Thief, we played your friend, Amber Bradbury.
Yes, Amber Bradbury. In case I didn't give any love to Sammy, Carly, or Lori, love and miss you guys too. The whole Bradbury family, beautiful people, incredible humans. And yeah, obviously, as you heard, Amber is a baller.
Baller. Okay, so every Friday I like to do a teaser of next week's 88.5 album dive. Waxahachie has a brand new record.
Woo!
Our friend Ashok will love it. It's called Tiger's Blood.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see Waxahachie because we went to see them in Regent in downtown, and they got stranded, I believe.
And that was really late, and we couldn't hang out.
Yeah.
But the actual vinyl for this record is this dark, deep, dark, like blood red. I love it. So we're going to play a track off the new Waxahachie album as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Hi, my name is Anne the Raven. And every Sunday night at 8 p.m., I play the best blues in Southern California and around the world. So for the best blues, tune me in on 88.5, The SoCal Sound, and thesocalsound.org.
Support for The SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. The Subaru A Lot to Love event is happening now through April 1st. A Subaru symbolizes more than a form of transportation. It means safety for your family. It's an investment for the future. The 2024 Outbacks are available now at Subaru of Glendale, located on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
support comes from the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks, representing the next generation of world-class ballet dancers. American Ballet Theater Studio Company makes its Thousand Oaks debut at the Bank of America Performing Arts Center on April 21st. Featuring the rising stars of the ballet world, ABT Studio Company performs masterworks of the classical canons along with contemporary works and original works. American Ballet Theater Studio Company on April 21st. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Support comes from Live Nation.
Say Santa, a 60th birthday celebration for Maynard James Keenan. Featuring Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle. All three bands on stage together. Saturday, April 20th, Hollywood Bowl. On sale at Ticketmaster.com. Say Santa featuring Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle.
At the SoCal Sound, we offer more than just airtime. We offer a chance to align your brand with credibility and trust. Our team of experts will work closely with you to create a compelling message. When you partner with the SoCal Sound, you help support your community and public radio. To learn more about partnership opportunities, visit us at thesocalsound.org. The SoCal Sound, elevating public radio, elevating your brand.
At the SoCal Sound, we're in a bizarre love triangle with you, us, and this brand new tune.
Of mine, I get ahead of myself.
song, we know it. If I can keep up, we'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to
brand new music from Waxahachie, Right Back to It, featuring MJ Lenderman off the album Tiger's Blood.
Wow.
I'm a professional disc jockey. So that's a brand new record. We're going to do an album dive into that next week. So each weekday, just after noon, we'll hear a couple tracks from Waxahachie. I am Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
This is Friday on a Friday, folks.
It sure is.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. If you miss a show, it archives on our website.
What?
I think it takes a day to get on there, but it's there, thesocalsound.org.
You know, it is fun. We even nerd out sometimes if we...
sometimes, you know, I'm at the gym and I re-listen to the show. Is that ego? Maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe we just enjoy what we do. We're passionate. We love this.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, super, super fun. We went to the Wiltern and we saw Pale Hound opening up for Slater Kinney.
Yes.
First time seeing Pale Hound. It was such a great show, and it was so great how psyched the band was. They're just like, oh my gosh, we're opening up for Slater Kinney. I think it was their third show opening up.
Right.
Really, really fun to see them. I did an album dive into Eye on the Bats. We're going to play the song The Clutch and some Slater Kinney, of course. This is Pale Hound, and it is on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I didn't want to see that bloody hand on your stomach the night. And fake head tunnels out the earth, flares ahead, the light. And I didn't want you to see me naked in that photo where I'm laying down and staring at the sun. Staring at the sun.
signpost when you take a certain path. Hell needs no invitation. Hell don't make no fuss. Hell is desperation. And can't seem to live without. I pull myself in pieces, pull myself apart. It's like looking in a mirror and see a stranger looking back.
Slater Kinney, Hell, off their album Little Rope.
I love it.
We saw them for the first time at the Wiltern last night. They rock, man.
They do.
I mean, wow. They came in for a SoCal Sound session. You can find that performance and interview on our website and YouTube channel. But seeing them live, full rock band in and out, Corin and Carrie, it's so great because their voices are so different.
Yes.
But so great together. And Corin, I don't even know how she hits some of these notes. Her voice does something so interesting.
Yes, I know.
They sounded great. It was a phenomenal show.
It really was phenomenal. It's funny to think back just how, like, you're not kidding, the mind-blowingness of the vocals, but also together. And
so
it
fun to watch
so
them.
Well.
And their energies look so different. But
oh my
they're
God.
Just a great match. So
yes.
That was a super fun show. Okay, Blonde Shell. We're a big fan of Blonde Shell.
Oh,
and also
yeah.
Bully. They have a song that they did together, Jace. It's called Dock It.
Dock It.
So let's dock it on the radio.
All right.
It's Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. I
slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside. All the neighbors start to gossip and drool. Be a man. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts to see, but his tears fall burning, God only. Handsome castle made of sand, far in the sea. Something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. Lansome Castle made a sail up in the sea. Eventually, take it, Johnny. For life, and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew her wheelchair to the edge of the shore. In two legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she had never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden wing ship is passing my way." But it didn't really have to stop. It just kept on going. And some castles made of sand slips into the sea. Eventually,
you don't want to know what's funny? I was at the 99 Woodstock, and literally things went on fire. And at the last minute, those guys were on stage, and they just, I think, improvised Fire by Hendrix.
I believe dun, it.
Dun, dun, yeah. Na, dun, dun, dun,
I mean, they do have that on a record. They do cover that song.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I'm just letting you know.
I thought it was magic.
I'm sure
Chili
it
Peppers,
was.
I thought it was magic at the time.
No, it totally was. I mean, that's funny that you were at 99 and my dad was at 69.
Wasn't that 67? Oh, no, it's 69.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Is that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.
All right, this is Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater, midday host.
Jason Friday, co-host.
Now, this is big doings.
Oh, boy.
Do you know a big gun is coming up next?
Oh, Lord.
We are just a shadow of this fellow, Matt Pinfield.
Woo!
Do you remember him from 120 Minutes on MTV? He also has been on a ton of different radio stations. He's hosted other TV shows.
Yeah.
He always has like a billion jobs.
I know.
I think he still has a bunch. He's still on KLOS.
That's
across the street doing a weekend show.
Matt, where aren't you doing anything?
Yeah, so it's really, really fun. He just started this week. This is his second show coming up next.
That's very cool.
So super, super, super fun. Okay. So I saw, you know, we're just going to talk about all the different people in the business. Kat Corbett was a great, amazing DJ on KROQ.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's on Sirius XM. We were just chatting. I wanted to talk to her about, like, all kinds of rescue work that she did. But she posted, like, OMG, I love this. And this, I think this has gone viral. This is a Nine Inch Nails cover. And why don't you talk about how amazing it is while I look at who put it together.
Okay. I'm not kidding. this cover is so, it's like, oh, it's cute and all that, but it's real. I mean, it's not just like, you know, a bunch of little three-year-olds doing this. This is like real deal stuff.
It says, watch a bunch of children cover Nine Inch Nails, which is really funny.
It is. I'm telling you, you showed me this song the other day. It's unbelievable.
And from what I can tell, so it's put together by the O'Keefe Music Foundation, and they are a nonprofit that help give out free music lessons, something I feel like we should find out more about because it seems really, really cool.
No kidding.
And it looks like all these kids that are on here, I'm going to kind of skip to this YouTube page. They're age 8 to 18.
Oh my
God. Who play this Nine Inch Nails cover. So you loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta play it. Let's see if we can get if there are band names here.
Oh yeah, right there, musicians.
Braxton, Zoe, Logan, Seba, Xander, and Will.
By the way, all those people are 8, 10, 10, 11, 13, and 18. Wow.
The drummer's the oldest. So we're going to end on this one. You guys. Okay, it's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
Yep.
Namaste. Good Friday. If you do celebrate Easter, you know, go get your bunny on and enjoy a great feast.
Do it.
On Sunday, take some time for yourself. Matt Pinfield is up next. Doesn't that feel crazy?
That does.
Okay, it is Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Until next time.
My pretties.